The Mossman Show continues today. We've been talking to a few people throughout the morning about what's happening. It's the last day, of course, of the Mossman Show. They've been over 2 days, yesterday and today, and the fireworks at 8 o'clock tonight. Now, just walking past this guy, Paul Bacon, Fab FM, the local radio station. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Sol. Sol Wiener.
Sol Wiener.
Yeah.
So Wiener's your last name?
Wiener's definitely my last name. Yeah.
So like the bloke in New York, Mr. Wiener.
Oh, maybe. I'm not about New York, but anyway.
No, there was a Wiener in New York as well.
I wasn't sure about him, but yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, tell us about your bird whistles.
We've got six different types of bird callers, a wacky whistle and a camel caller.
Can you give us a little couple of demonstrations?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'll start off with the bird caller.
Beautiful.
That's the bird caller. We've got an owl caller.
Well, that's fantastic.
You can do a Canadian loon with the owl caller.
Well, that's a Canadian one for sure.
Yep, yep.
I'd recognise that.
We've got a kookaburra.
How good is that one?
Thank you. There's the rooster or the chicken for the farmers out there.
That's fantastic.
And you have beautiful Mossman Gorge and and the Dane Tree, so we've got a little rainforest whistle too. And a duck caller.
I love those. Now, who made those or who invented those?
A friend's family. A friend's family made those. We also have a guy on the Gold Coast who's invented this particular one. There's a couple more whistles, actually.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said six.
Yeah, there were six bird callers and a couple other whistles. The wacky whistle. You can't actually see the whistle. You put it in the roof of your mouth. A lot of the listeners will know about that one.
Wow.
So it sits on the roof of your mouth, you can't see it, and you just go shh. And ch-ch-ch-ch.
Oh, that is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And finally, the last whistle is a camel caller.
For camels, in case you ever want to call a camel.
Actually, I don't advise any of the listeners to get it because it might wreck their front yard.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, camels, they're not light-feeted.
No, they're not. No. Not. And if they get in your kitchen, well...
That's right. They're like a camel in a china shop.
So I'll give it a call.
Yep. Oh, yes, I've heard a camel make that sort of sound.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the one I don't advise anyone to get.
So when you're here, don't buy the camel one, okay? No. But you can buy the other ones. And they're very reasonably priced. How much you got them on for?
They're $4 or $5 each. There's a $3 for $10 deal. And if anyone mentions it and they come to the show, I'll do a whole pack of normal bird whistles. There's six bird callers. Instead of 19, which I normally sell them at, I'll do it for $15.
$15 special Fab FM offer.
Special Fab FM. I'll do it for $15 instead of $19.
Beautiful, mate. No, thank you for talking with us. And he'll be here all day today, Monday. All day. So what time do you get here on Monday?
Today I'll be from 9 a.m. in the morning all the way to the end of the show.
So even when the fireworks are on, you're here?
I'm still standing here. Unless I have a bathroom break, I'm still standing here.
Fantastic. Thank you. Just as we go out, give me, which one is your favourite? What's your favourite?
I think it'd be good to leave everyone with a long kookaburra call. What do you reckon?
I love it. I love the kookaburra. Leave us with the kookaburra.
All right.